Welcome to the Chunda Living Podcast. This is early February 2015, and I'm here with Lana and Dan.
What's up?
Hello.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about dating.
Dating. And love, because Valentine's Day is coming up.
Right, love too.
Is it that, Halloween, right, that though? Too. I don't know. Feels scary.
It's as big of a holiday as Halloween, I think, in China.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
Yeah. So dating. How's everybody's dating lives going? Mine's going okay. I'll speak for myself. Mine's going okay. How about you, Charlie?
Yeah, been in a relationship for a year and a half. Awesome. Really good. I don't know if it's like dating. It's kind of stable girlfriend.
All right. Yeah, that's what we all
I've dated in China. I also enjoyed that as well.
Can I also just say that Charlie's girlfriend is awesome?
She is pretty awesome.
I could date Charlie's girlfriend.
You can.
Yeah, that's polyamory is making a real big rise in China. No, that's not true. Don't take that for fact.
One thing I think people are really curious about is where do you meet people in Chengdu? Where do you go if you're single and if you want to date somebody? So Dan, I know you're kind of dating different people, right? And Lana, probably maybe you're dating someone or not. Where do you guys like look to meet people to date?
So I'm, I guess you could say I'm dating a girl. I've seen the same girl a couple times. Gone on to like eating food together from like the first meeting where we exchanged numbers, and that's it.
Where did you meet her? Where was that?
Met her at a club Tag in the Poly Center, which is a pretty popular club, and she was celebrating her birthday with her friends. Just said hi, and we've been hanging out like maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks since then, for a little over a month, 2 months now.
Tag's probably a really good place to meet somebody, actually. I'd say that's probably, like, in the top five places in Chengdu for, like, an expat to go.
Yeah.
Meet a Chinese person who's going to be the type of person that he's looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jellyfish?
That would probably be, yeah, number two or one or maybe.
Let's not go through.
Like, the type of girls that you're looking for?
I mean, for you, Lana, like, where, you know, if you're interested in meeting a guy, right? I mean, do you think about that consciously, or do you just go where you want
to
go?
No, I think I just, like, try to do me. I'm like, I'm not really thinking, like, oh, there's going to be a bunch of hot dudes at this one spot tonight, like, definitely right. Gotta go there.
Right.
It's like, oh no, I have a show here, and then, like, I need to prepare for this for tomorrow, or, like...
Do you ever go to ladies' whatever. Night?
No, I've never been to, ladies' night at Tag is on a Sunday.
There are actually a lot of those in Chengdu. There are a lot of
Magma, I went there once because Linda was playing, and... I was the only person in the bar. Nietzsche-Fanlame was there,
so you
too.
Didn't meet any
so there was like,
there?
No, like.
You just said that you go where you're doing shows. Can you just tell everybody what you do briefly?
I'm a visual artist. I do VJ work. Also doing like a lot of 3D projection these days, building my own sets and things to project on.
You probably meet a lot of guys through that.
So yeah, a lot of guys will like. So for instance, sometimes I play at Tag, and there have been times where I'm playing and I, like, you know, leave to go to the bathroom and then, like, I'm coming back and people stop me, like, a guy will stop me and be like, oh, are you the VJ? Like,
sure,
cool.
You're like a celebrity in there. Yeah, you're like a white girl who's on stage. Like,
yeah,
performing.
Yeah, and so, but it's always, like, super awkward and I'm also, like, because I'm working and it's, like, that's, like, you know, that's, like, the performance. That's everything. It's, like...
Right.
It's so I'm not really trying to pick up dudes when I'm.
But
like,
guys are probably just around you, right? Because I can say as a DJ, like for sure, it's probably one of the easiest ways to meet women that I've experienced in China. It's probably the same way for you, right? No.
Yeah. I don't know.
So if you're not meeting guys through VJing and being at the clubs till early. In the morning. how are you meeting guys, if not then?
Well, so people send me messages on Weibo and...
Right, so you're famous on the Chinese internet. You have to describe why you're famous.
Yeah, so I'm on a Chinese dating show, and that has really not helped me out much.
Not helped you out?
Twisted irony of being on a dating show. Describe that.
Yeah, so... I think that if I were the type of person that could do internet dating, like meet someone online and then meet them in real life and date, then that would be fantastic, but I just cannot do that.
That's not Lana.
Like, yeah. I'm like the type of person that downloads Tinder to like play with the UI, but like never to like ever meet up with a dude in real life. Ever.
Women don't really have to do that. Yeah, you don't really.
I mean, I can't even especially fathom what you, internet
you're like social for a places. I mean, so much. It seems like you wouldn't have to do that, but it's even for a lot of guys.
So you gotta go into a little bit more detail for the listeners about what's the show dating about, show. Also. What's the? It's not a small show. It is the dating show in China. It's Fei Cheng Wu Rou.
It's one of the top 10 most watched TV shows in China.
And that makes it like one of the top 20 watched shows in the world, or something.
Yeah, because of just like sheer numbers.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. So it's Fei Cheng Wu Rou. How did you end up on
no
the show?
Pressure or anything.
How did you end up on the show? And you got to give us the rundown of your experience.
Yeah,
with it.
So like I actually am single and have been single forever. So you know, people say, "Oh, Fei Cheng Wu Rou is so fake," but like, I'm like seriously single. And, yeah, it would be great if I could meet someone.
Lana's Weibo and WeChat will be in the comments. Just kidding.
Okay, yeah, great. Not the WeChat, Weibo. You can definitely follow me on that, but WeChat will not accept any requests.
How does the show work? So you're a single woman, you go on the show, and then what happens?
There's only, now they've like kind of changed the structure, there's only 4 guys per show. We record 2 shows in 1 day, 2 days per month. So I'm seeing, 16 guys per month on the show. And none of, like, maybe one every 30 is, like, I would maybe consider my type.
Have you witnessed any magic there? Just with all the matchmaking happening, have you witnessed, like, some amazing connection between people? Or is it just really kind of seem fake?
Sadly, like, the stuff that I've seen that's real, that I'm, like, hoping in my heart that it really is real, I just, like, have learned, you know, afterwards that the dude is gay or, like, you know, whatever.
Wow, so this show is, like, you're disillusioned with
I'm
love
a little bit. Disillusioned, yeah. I get so many messages from people, a lot of just, like, weirdos.
What do they say? Describe the message. We've had interesting conversations about this, by the way.
Oh, I read an email that I got 2 days ago?
We would love if you could read that for us.
Okay, let me find it. Okay, so on February 10th, he sent me this email. Dear Lana, this is the email from Kitwit, Zambia. I am beginning my new work in China, non-ferrous metal mining, blah, blah, blah.
So this is a real email. This is not like a spam email.
No. We digged for emeralds, the green gemstone here, and hardly found any pretty girls.
Wow, that's like...
I saw you lonely stay on the program and hardly be choosed for the heart-moved girl.
Damn.
That's like, Xin Dong Yu Sheng. That's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's dope.
Why don't you accept my love? Perhaps next time I can hide the bigger one for your marriage ring.
Ooh. Yo, this is probably like what my Chinese like messages to girls on like Chinese
date
websites sound like.
And then...
That's haunting. That's pretty haunting.
Right? And then he sent me another email a day later and with nothing in the... Just a subject line. Could you please reply me? I tried white girls. I am serious to you. Why you could not accept me?
He's tried white girls and he
like... Like, that's like...
So there's somehow he has this entitlement complex, like he likes you, therefore you are like obligated to give him attention.
Yes, that's...
Describe how that works.
That is common.
How does that work? So a guy likes you and then what?
Okay, so I found that in China it's really like one of two extremes. Either the guy has no confidence whatsoever, or he is so confident and like just, it's just... ludicrous.
And he'll just not take no for an answer.
And I've seen this guy has sent me pictures before. Like, it's
how
haunting.
They look? How
it's
they look?
Haunting.
How the pics?
He's balding and fat.
All right, so not good. Not good pics.
That's that.
So
have you gotten some, like, good emails? Have you made some connections with interesting people through all these fans you have?
I mean...
It sounds like a no. If you hadn't said yes by now...
You need to crack another one open before I talk about this anymore. Yeah, so I mean, this show made you extremely visible, and that's why people are sending you these emails. And you said you're not the internet dating type, so this isn't, you don't like receiving messages from people you've never met.
No, I mean, I love receiving messages from them. It's hilarious. It's so entertaining. I actually, when I got that email, like, the first thing I thought was, like, yes, like, thank you. Because
do you respond?
Not anymore, no. The first episode that aired, like, I got, like, the first wave of emails.
How long ago was that?
Mid-October.
Mm-hmm.
I was responding to every email, but, one guy sent me an email that was, like, so moving, like, super touching, was like, he was a video game designer, and he was like, I'm making my next character designed after you, blah, 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 blah.
Aww.
But the first line of the email, like, he said my name was a previous contestant.
Man.
Yeah.
He just called you the wrong name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was, like, clearly, like, a copy-paste, you know what I'm saying? He's probably copy-pasting that.
But
and
he saw from the
it.
Show that you worked in the video game industry, right? Or no?
I don't know, though. Yeah, it's super... It's bizarre.
That's,
it's...
I wouldn't know what to make of it if I got that.
And I also, like, look on Weibo sometimes, like, people that send me messages, I'll always look and see what other female contestants they're following from the show. And some of them are just obsessed with white girls.
So they're like serial Fei Cheng Wu Rao contestant followers.
No,
like they'll do,
white
they'll,
girl, like...
Oh, just the white girls.
Yeah, like, those are the ones that I think are the creepiest.
Mm. And they're mostly Russian, right? Or Ukrainian.
So
or
yeah, there's one girl that's from Uzbekistan. So just now, I can relax. There's another American girl. So just girl I can relax. That's been interesting. Yes, Abracadabra, form of a bedroom. Now add a little candlelight.
So, Dan, what's your experience been like dating Chinese girls? Like, how would you describe that? Just your experience dating in Chengdu.
Oh, man. I mean, I obviously just want to talk to Lana the whole time about this and her experience. We'll get back to it. My experience is, I mean, probably the same as most white guys in China. It's not too difficult
non-stop
to find.
Party.
Yeah, it's not too difficult to find girls who are interested in you. That said,
has that been a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, it's. At first, it's really uncomfortable. You go from, like, living in America to being able to fade into the background to being, like, different than everybody else. And, like, sometimes, for a lot of people, and at the beginning for myself included, this was, like, way too much attention, and I didn't know how to deal with it. And I'm just not good with being in any sort of spotlight. So always being in a spotlight was kind of tough. I've gotten a little bit more comfortable with it. But in regards to girls, I mean, it's the same as being back home. Like, I still need to, like, take the initiative to go and talk to them. I still need, like, they're not, like, falling over themselves to, like, come over and, like, talk to me. It's still, like, still need to put the effort in. So, but yeah, I'm kind of picky with girls. So I don't, I'm not, like, a huge playboy or anything. I don't often go out with the intention of, like, tonight's a hookup night, guys. Tonight's a hookup night. Gonna get some. That's like once a month. Like,
are the kind of girls that you're looking for in Chengdu, or is it something that's rare here? Or describe what you like are looking for?
So
that's a,
like,
good question.
What am I looking for? It's still too early to say. From age 19.
Well, you're not gonna find it. I'll tell you that.
gotta get specific with them parameters.
Yeah, no, I'm just gonna be single forever. Playing the field forever.
Forever alone.
That's another way of putting it. So when I first came to Chengdu, I was going out with my girlfriend from America. From age 19 to I came here when I was 23. We came here right after.
Oh my
god,
it was the same situation. That's crazy.
Yeah. So this girl.
You guys, was there any, like, transition period from when you go to dating someone who's from your home country and then you start dating someone who's, like, local to Chengdu? Is that a transition, or, like, what's that process like?
So let me just say first, I went out with this girl in total for 5 years. So from 19 to 24, and that's like the majority of my adult life.
The formative years.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't know what it was like to be single at all, let alone single in China. So when I broke up with her in like at the end of 2012, I guess, we were back in America already. I moved out of Chengdu after living here for 1 year from 2011 to 2012. Spent about 2 years in New York being single, which is okay. It's like not the, it's not an amazing place to be single. Met some people there. Wasn't like an amazing dating scene. But when I came back, I could definitely feel like it was a lot easier to, I don't know, maybe I just had built up my confidence and built up my comfort being a single person in general, that I was able to ask people out on dates here. I mean, I went through the honeymoon period that everybody goes through when they come to China for the first time or for the first time in a long time, where, like, any girl that I met in the club, I would, like, before I even left the club, I'd be like, oh, let's get lunch sometime, let's go on a date. And that was, like, I mean, kind of childish, like, and a little too eager. And I definitely scared some people away. I've scaled it back. I've worked on my game. I'm a little bit more smooth.
I wonder, like, do foreign girls get approached like that?
Okay, so the first time that I came to China, it was a summer study abroad program, and I was still with that boyfriend. But I had foreign girlfriends that were in my same program, and they were, like, getting ass left and right. I don't know if I can say that.
You can. Yeah. You can say anyone. So,
you should see the gesture she's doing.
Yeah, it's like a kind of gesture.
I was, like, so envious. But also, I love my boyfriend at the time, but I was just seriously like, dang, that looks like fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
they were getting Chinese ass or foreign ass.
Like, all types, like every single, wow. Like I actually had one friend that I would tease her and say, like, you're United Nations, because literally every single country, like, you know,
wow, every country's a member. You're a council.
So then fast forward maybe 2 years, and I'm in China, and I just had I've been studying Chinese for 4 years, and met my first Chinese friends. I had just met Ka Fei and this whole group of Chinese rappers, and, like, felt like, I don't know, I'd, like, met, like, my destiny. I was like,
yep.
I'm not going back to America. This is it. Like, I didn't really want to hook up with any of them, but I was just like, this is, you know, I need to sit here.
Describe that scene for people who don't know, or like, to give people a better idea.
Chinese Wu-Tang.
Okay. It was a group of, they were a group of 10 rappers from all over China on tour in Yunnan. And I went and met up with them there. And we spent 4 days together, and I felt like I just had an epiphany. Like, I can't go back to America. I need to break up with my boyfriend. Like, this is it. Yeah. And then I went on a road trip.
And you were not attracted to anybody there.
For the first time, yeah. So
interesting that you weren't attracted to any of them.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I felt like it was just a world of possibilities.
So for you dating, like, a Chinese guy, what is, like, the criteria you're looking for?
Yeah,
is it hard to find?
So then I broke up with my boyfriend, and I was like, all right, it's going to be, like, raining. It's going to be raining.
Just like that song.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just going to be, I can't even, bend them off. There are going to be so many of them. And then that was just not at all the case, of course.
Yeah.
It was just like zero.
So then what? You're looking for a specific type of guy, right? How hard is it to find? What are you looking for?
I want to date a guy from Chengdu. Well, from Sichuan, like, preferably Chengdu, just because I love the culture here and I love Sichuan. But
yeah.
I'm open to other things. I like, want a cool Chinese, you know, I want, like, a guy with tattoos that's gonna be, like, hanging out with me at, like, my gigs and, you know, be teaching me things. And
I'll make your Tinder profile for you if you want. Like, this is really easy.
But like, I feel like the checklist. Kind of guy, yeah, well,
yeah,
I feel
Tinder,
like,
maybe you can't find the type of guy that
you're
looking for.
Yeah, I feel like that type of guy is, like, not... you don't really come across him often.
So let's get a list. So is Chinese guy...
I actually
guy,
came across him once, but he turned out to be a huge asshole, so there's that.
There are others.
Yeah, but I'm... Yeah, there's gonna be better.
Yeah. So what else? What else are you looking for, exactly? Is there anything else on that list? Chinese guy, well-educated, cultural...
Not
loyal.
Necessarily well-educated, but...
Smart.
So actually,
street
someone
smart.
That hasn't been brainwashed, but, like...
There you go.
Yeah.
That's good. Someone that hasn't been brainwashed.
That's...
Welcome to China.
The standards are totally different. I mean, did you find it was hard, like, dating after you made that, like, had that, like, life-changing moment? Did you find it was hard because it's just tough dating for a white girl in China? Or that it, like, you or that you weren't used to being single? Because that's how I felt. I was not used to being single at all. I had no idea how to play the field. That was weird.
I think my problem is that I'm super shy, but I don't come across as shy at all.
Well, like, you're a girl, you can be shy.
Yeah, well, like, but as a foreign girl,
that's not what people are expecting from you.
Yeah, and right. My personality, are they intimidated by you? Yeah, so people are intimidated by me, first of all, and then I'm also very passive, very shy.
So is this like people who see you and want to talk to you, but they won't, or people that approach you and they're nervous and stuttering?
This one guy recently, actually, when I was playing a show, he came up to me and added me on Weixin, and later I found out that he actually is friends with all my friends and, like, really liked me. But he just added me on Weixin and just sent me a smiley face, and that was it, and, like, didn't say anything else. And I was busy, and I didn't respond. And then I heard that later he's a tattoo artist, and he was in his tattoo shop, and he was saying, like,
to you?
Like, saying to, like, our friends. Because, my friend was in the room, like, who told me this.
For those that don't speak Chinese, it's why didn't she give me a call back?
Or like, why? Yeah, but Nüshen is, like, what? Like, goddess. Like, why isn't my goddess responding to me? Yeah.
Yeah. So is the general vibe kind of like that? Like, are they really, like, subservient, kind of passive guys here? Or... is that guy, like, are his actions indicative of the norm?
I feel like that is common, but, like, I've also tried to be more aggressive, and they also don't like that, because they're maybe not used to girls being aggressive, so it's just really awkward.
You know, it seems like it'd be tougher to date in China as a woman. Maybe that seems obvious, but it's a higher bar, like, it's a tougher task, I think.
Yeah, one time Heist told me that I just need to, like, lower my standards just, like, really low.
That's a horrible thing to say.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you want any situation to be better, yeah, lower your standards. Yeah, you think your apartment's too shitty? Well, if you lower your standards, you'll like it more.
I should start a dating app.
Yeah. The possibilities.
He already has an ethos, yeah.
Yeah. So where should we go from here? I mean, I still want to hear a little bit more about Feicheng Wu Rao, about, like, your specific experience, like, what they subjected you to, like, what each episode was like, what, if they coached you at all, was it actually natural? Let's just start with, how did you end up in the show, in the first place? Like, did they call you? Did you apply?
A friend that works for the TV station here, and, she, like, basically had me go to an interview, and... Mm-hmm. So I interviewed, and I thought I was super retarded. I was in Weixin group with everyone from work.
Yep.
And they were like, Lana, how was your interview? Because it was a group of 30 Chinese dudes. And they all, like, love Feicheng Wu Rao.
Uh-huh. They do, really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
And so they're all like, Lana, how's your interview? And I'm like, there's no way they're gonna want me. Like, I was just so retarded.
What kind
of? Gua de bu yao mian. Like, just so retarded.
Yeah, well, how did that go? Like, what, did they ask you questions?
Asked me questions, and they were like, what are you doing here? How long have you studied Chinese? Why is your Chinese so good?
So, like, a typical conversation with a Chinese person.
Yeah, do you like Chinese dudes? And I'm like, yes, I do. And they're like, what? No way.
You're hired.
I was next to you, I think, or we were in the same room when I got the call two days later, and I was like, what? Like, you definitely are cheating me. Like,
and now, looking back on that, how's the whole experience been? Has it been?
I have, like, learned so much.
It's, what have you learned about?
Oh my gosh, I don't even,
like, Chinese media or television shows or Chinese people or dating.
So many different things, everything. I can now look at a girl and tell, like, maybe close to 50 to 60% accuracy whether she's had plastic surgery or not.
Oh, really? Wow. That's tough. That can be tough here. I think a lot of people have plastic surgery that I'm not seeing or that I'm not identifying.
I was never, ever aware to it. And now it's just, like, spot on. I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Wow. I even know all, like, the specific vocabulary and all, like, the different things that they do.
Drop some of that plastic surgery.
For instance, dajun, they, like, get these, they get shots in their face to make their face thinner. So you would hear that, Jenna, that means to get a shot, you would think, like, Botox, right?
Right, right.
Mm-mm. They're, like, getting their face, they're making their faces thinner.
You know, someone recently asked about this on Chunda Living. They're like, where is a plastic surgeon?
Everywhere. Every freaking corner.
Yeah, there are a lot. A lot of the billboards are for plastic surgery or for breast enlargement.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you learned about plastic surgery.
It's pretty creepy too, because a lot of their faces come like in person versus what they look like on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Like in person, they look a bit different, maybe because of their mannerisms and things. But on screen, like if you've had plastic surgery, you look like they look almost the same.
Uh-huh.
It's freakish.
Yeah.
Almost. But anyways, besides that, also...
Would you date a guy who's had plastic surgery?
Yeah, so guys have come on the show and been like, I'm all about plastic surgery, and what's
What's the common types of plastic surgery that guys get?
They also get the shots in their face to make their face thinner.
Do they still have the gut with the shirt rolled up? And then the thin face?
Oh, that? I haven't seen any guts recently. But like,
not on broadcast TV.
What I don't know, guys. I'm not so sure. But yeah, it's all about the small face.
Contestants on Facheon Wura, were they a lot of them have plastic surgery?
Yeah, and actually, a lot of the girls. There's one girl on there right now who's a plastic surgery assistant, and she is like all up front with like, yeah, look, I'm this and this and this and this done. And,
sure,
she like gets come, discounts. Like yeah, like come to me. I'll like give you, you know.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty smart.
So is Facheon Wura
about... A lot of them have side businesses. Like, a lot of them are on there.
So you go on the show, you acquire all these followers, and then you use that platform to promote whatever you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was going to ask if Facheon Wura is mostly about physical beauty. Is it, like, it's people that are looking for somebody that fits their physical desires?
Yeah, and what I think is weird is that, so... Like, when I read that email, he said, like, people don't pick me as Shin Dong Yushan. Like, they don't, I've only been picked once or twice as, like, and that could be fixed by the directors. I'm not so sure. But, they're not they see me and they're in love, but, like, the directors and the people, they... Like, I have, like, something, like, they like my face, which is so weird to me, because I've never thought in America once, like, oh, my face is small, like, I'm super pretty.
I mean, we don't really regard small, small face with pretty face
ever, you know, in 25 years, been like, oh, like, my nose is so tall, and, like... You know, my eye sockets are so deep, like, I'm so pretty.
No, China has its own set of standards. And that's why, just being a foreigner here in general, like, you just get so much more attention.
Yeah, and also my skin is really white, which in the States I get ragged on constantly.
I can relate.
I'm from Arizona. Everyone is so
dark. I have an excuse. Yeah, you don't even have an excuse.
Yeah. And I just can't get tan. So... Living in China is perfect.
What do people call it you is. Back home?
That's true.
Vampire. I get vampire all the time. All the time.
Wearing all black, sure, it fits.
And yes, well.
Do Chinese men expect different things of women than foreign men?
Yeah, so I think that Chinese guys, like, they kind of have a complex where, like, they need to take care of the girl.
Which is probably a good thing for a lot of girls.
Maybe, but, like, if you need to make yourself weaker to, like, be, quote-unquote, taken care of...
Right.
Like, I'd rather just not participate.
Sure. You're a very independent-minded woman, though, I think. All foreign women are, I think, by in general. But, yeah, there seems to be two different ways to approach this issue. I mean, most of the Chinese girls I've dated have wanted to be... They want to be taken care of.
Right. Yeah. Mm. And so, let me give you a really, like, simple... So, like, feet... binding, like, why, like, what was attractive about foot binding for women in China historically?
Yeah,
what is that? The reason, like, why it's attractive is because it makes the woman weaker. So in Chinese literature, they describe when women walk with their feet bound, that's like a willow tree, and like they're like fluttering about, almost like a ballerina.
Right.
And, like, you know, like, they are, like, going to fall, and, like, they can only walk, like, a few steps. And, like, so, like, the man needs to, like, be there by their side to carry them, like, step by step.
Right.
And I feel like that is totally, like, that, you know, that's even like though they're not, yeah, they're not binding their feet, but, like, that whole mentality is still there.
Right.
And I've actually had Chinese girlfriends tell me before, like, you're too, and even, like, my good Chinese guy friends tell me, like, you're too strong, like, you're too, you know, you need to make yourself weaker, like, if you want to try and find, like, a lot of dudes or, like, a dude.
Yeah, this, the East and the West seem to be split because the West kind of has the idea of parity, like, we're equal, and the East is, like, yin and yang. It's, like, two very separate, distinct forces which interlock in, like, a dynamic way. You know, like, the power structure is very imbalanced.
Yeah. But in terms of everything that's changing in Chinese culture, is this one of those things? Is this something that's, or is this something that's, like, do you see it as something that it will be unchanging in the decades to come? This idea that women will, it can't be as self-reliant as Western women.
So I think that it actually boils down to a lack of self-esteem. Like, why does the woman need to be weaker than the man? Because the man doesn't feel confident in himself. If the man feels, like, absolutely 100% confident, then the better the woman is, the better for him. And there have been male contestants that have come on the show before and said, like, I remember one guy, he said that he broke up with a previous girlfriend because he felt like she was just so much cooler, so much better than him, and, like, he just couldn't, like, take it.
You're too cool for me.
And, like, he only likes to hang out with people that he feels are lower than him.
Well, that's not cool.
Yeah. That's so not cool. Like, it's all about surrounding yourself with people who are better than you that are going to pull you up higher.
Right, right.
And that's so if that mentality can change, like, if they can feed off of, like, being surrounded by positivity and being pulled up instead of, like, oh, I need to be on top, then things will change.
So for you now, would you prefer to date, like, an expat guy or a Chinese guy? Does it make a difference to you?
I would like to date a Chinese guy, but I would be open to both, really. Anything. Polyamory is all good, too. maybe one.
Yeah, cross-cultural polyamorous relationship. Yeah. So at this point, you haven't had any long-term relationships with a Chinese guy?
No.
Over how many years in China?
I've been in China two and a half years, three years, yeah.
Yeah, maybe should have said that at the beginning. But no, that's just for record keeping. All right. Well, I don't know. I've said my piece.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're pretty good.
Yeah.
What else would you add for anybody? I mean, for any, like, especially for women, I guess, coming into China. Is there anything that you've learned over your time here?
That's a good question, because I was thinking about that today. I feel like I don't have any role models that I can think of that are foreign women that are in Chengdu or in China that have been here for longer than me, who aren't lesbians, that can, like, tell me how to date Chinese dudes. That doesn't exist for
me. No,
it
doesn't, yeah.
So I'm really...
Uncharted territory,
it's
that's
uncharted
exciting.
Uncharted territory.
There are very few frontiers left in the world, so I'm really excited for you.
I feel like I've hit some mines, for sure.
always does.
But yeah, maybe, like, if there are girls that are listening to this that date Chinese guys, and, like, that maybe they are older than me, or maybe they're younger than me, I would like to talk to other foreign girls about this.
Boom, there it is. Yeah, we'll push your Weibo.
Yeah,
push the Weibo. If anybody, any single ladies, cue Single Ladies by Beyonce. Any single ladies out there listening to the podcast, if you have experiences similar or different from one of you, we'd love to hear from you in the comments. But that was awesome. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's really interesting. Hearing a woman's perspective on dating. So thank you for listening. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and we're on Stitcher now. And check us out on Twitter.
Yep. Peace out.